The main message is just for suppliers to beware of quote requests that they receive, and to be sure that they fully understand their customers that they're serving. I think the main message in this one, what we've seen is these requests, quote requests and purchase orders are going out to suppliers that are out of state. So I think the obvious target there are companies that are not familiar with Texas A&M. So I don't know that our local suppliers that we sent out that email blast to would be affected by this from a Texas A&M standpoint, but they may receive a similar quote request or PO copy from what appears to be another institution for maybe in another state. I've talked to or seen emails from individuals at the University of Utah, University of Michigan, a couple of University of California schools. So it's a nationwide fraudulent activity that's going on, misrepresenting multiple universities and multiple individuals.
A lot at stake.
And these fraudulent purchase orders, they're a significant amount of money, whether it's a small business or a large business, for that matter. I mean, the average one of the five that I've seen, they probably average over $20,000 a PO. That's significant. And that could be a red flag as well. That's a very large PO to receive without a whole lot of communication.
Is this something that you all have to do on a regular basis, or is this grown to the point where you all feel like you need to make special attention to this so that your suppliers don't become victims?
I have never seen anything like this, especially not to this extent. But I want to be very sensitive to our supplier base and protect them as much as I can. You know, there are a lot of small businesses that we deal with, and I think a lot of these companies have these fraudulent POs from. I think a lot of them are small businesses, and we need to protect those suppliers that we have.
Are you all aware of any specific victims, at least as it applies to A&M yet?
No.
If you could share some of the tips that you mentioned in the email.
First and foremost, I think one of the most obvious ones is the email address that this solicitation came from. It was from an email address that's not a Texas A&M or Texas A&M system domain address. It simulates it. It looks similar, but it's not one of our addresses. And most suppliers that deal with Texas A&M, and I would say other institutions, all know what that domain is. They all end in .edu, and that's not where this came from. There are some other things as well. I mean, you can look at the phone numbers, and they're using cell phone numbers instead of a Texas A&M number. They're providing shipping addresses that are not Texas A&M addresses. They're on the five POs that I got a copy of. They either used a local moving and storage company, or one of them was for a local fast food restaurant. So obviously, if someone looks up the address of where they're shipping it to, they're going to see it's not Texas A&M.
The other thing to point out also is that if a supplier still has a question after doing their best effort to make sure whether or not it's legitimate or not, it looks like that you always are invited to contact your office to make sure it is something legitimate.
Absolutely, and we've had numerous calls and emails after we sent this out yesterday, so obviously it's served its purpose, and it's getting the word out, and we want people to be cautious. And if that means calling us or emailing us, then that's absolutely fine.
Any other messages or suggestions to go out to the business community? It's a positive sign when, in this case, A&M is being proactive about something like this.
We're trying to, because, you know, truly we're not the ones potentially being harmed by this scam. It's the supplier. Our only possible harm is just being misrepresented, which is important to us, and all the more reason for us to get the notice out. We don't want to be associated and part of something like this. So we want to protect everybody that we can.